Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, not necessarily. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew, who is on Christmas vacation. And Merry Christmas to everybody. And so, for several, for a lot of folks, Christmas can mean gifts. And we are gifted, Hannah and John, with District 4 County Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger on the phone with the chairman of the Escambia County Board of Commissioners. Also on TDC, by the way. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Well, we are blessed to have you in leadership here in Escambia County. Your District 4 includes Pensacola Beach and also Cordova Park. You kind of stretch around and do that, and both are very important. But Ashley, you're just really special. You built a business, you sold it. You started another business and decided to get into making Escambia County better. And I think that kind of the real fire in your heart was about emergency services. And you've already in a year, you've really helped transform that here in Escambia County. We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, we've been able to make a huge impact with EMS. We've made some key hires. We've recruited better talent. We've been able to hang on to the talent that we have. We're working in partnership with, you know, the three largest hospitals in the area. And that's a relationship that in the past really hasn't been nurtured. So it's been very beneficial for the community.
That's fantastic. And of course, Pensacola Beach is getting a new toll booth, but we can't call it a booth anymore, can we?
No, it's just a gantry system. So it will be the functioning parts of the toll by plate. And a lot of people said, well, why aren't we just using what we have? Literally, the last time something broke, we had to get the parts off eBay. So it is that outdated. So looking forward to bringing new technology. Part of this will be running fiber to that area. And then that fiber will be able to run all the way to the red light right there at the Circle K. And that'll set the foundation for smart traffic controls in the future.
Well, we could talk for an hour. And unfortunately, the station has to pay the bills, you know, run some ads. But Ashley, we are so proud. I know. We are so proud of what you're doing in Escambia County. And I know, do you have any goals for next year as chairman?
Yeah, so just working on moving things forward. I know, you know, property taxes are a big deal for everybody. So we're actively exploring how we can bring down the property tax, where we can invest better, where we can move those pots of money to be a better benefit to the community. So looking forward to that discussion. Our March committee meeting of the whole is going to be based all around the budget and efficiencies, making sure that we're paying the right amount, that we have the right people in the right positions, and that we're spending those tax dollars wisely. So we're starting that process a lot earlier in the year compared to where we started that last year. And then, of course, we allocated $34 million to fire stations. So we're going to continue to push forward and make sure that the pockets of our community that have not had fire services in the past are going to be able to get those services.
It's just amazing what you're doing, and we're so blessed to have you with your business experience. And you're in a wonderful place to help all of us. And I know you're calling the county and the staff and you're calling those folks to the table to make sure we're doing things right. And how do we get better and more efficient and offer more, frankly? So what is it that you hope is under your tree when you wake up tomorrow?
Oh, good question. So my husband got a shotgun for Christmas, so I am fully expecting something sparkly from the jewelry store for Christmas this year.
Oh, now you see, that's pretty good. Well, hey, by the way, Bogey's is fantastic, and we had our Zimmern team holiday party there, and it was the most fun.
It was fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
And we really appreciate all you do for the community, and if anybody wants to have fun, go to Bogey's. Ashley, thanks for calling in, and thanks for all you're doing. And you know we're here to help you if we can.
Thank you, Ashley.
I appreciate y'all. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right. We will be right back. Is that okay, John?
It's okay, but I'm going to do traffic on the fives real quick.
Okay. It's six.
Well, don't tell nobody. Okay. You're not supposed to tell people. Okay. No accidents to report to you right now, along with no delays. I-10, I-1, and all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. With 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
If you have a home improvement project, or you're building something, or you just have a question about any kind of a tool or resource, Pensacola Hardware, they are a great place to go for that. Not just because they have the hardware supplies. I mean, obviously, yes, that's true. But also because they have the experience, the knowledge, the wisdom, the guidance. They can answer your question with expertise and confidence and show you how to do something, and they will make sure you know how to do it. Also, they are a fabulous place to go buy gifts for yourself or for other people. The front of the store is all housewares. It's gumbo pots and cookware and grills and, you know, cast iron skillets and Yeti merchandise. Just all kinds of wonderful things that you can buy for you or for a loved one. So stop by Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Today, Christmas Eve. Everybody, if you haven't bought it yet, you better hurry. And the lines are going to be long, right, for tonight's gift. But, you know, the reason for the season for a lot of folks is not necessarily the gifts. So I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay with John, who's running the board, and us, actually. He's running us.
Very well, I might add.
Somebody has to. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, somebody has to keep him in order.
That's right.
You notice that I...
Hannah's
and I appreciate that.
Well, we're very excited, and of course, our real estate team, the Zimmern team, commercial and residential real estate with Levin Rinke, and we're super proud of that and our accomplishments, and we're super proud of our team and our wonderful team members. And then we have been involved in Mardi Gras now for, well, we've kind of done it all for 25 years. We did it a few years before that in other ways, but the last 25 we've sort of done it, and we're celebrating our 25th anniversary of doing Mardi Gras in downtown. And Mardi Gras kicks off on Saturday, January the 3rd in downtown Pensacola, where we'll line up 25 or so floats, maybe 30. Actually, I think it was 32 or 3 last time I looked. Mm-hmm. So over 30 floats on Jefferson and Palafox Street. Everything is free. Everything is going to be fantastic.
Including the king cake.
Including king cake by Jay's Pastry Shop. And the season, the Mardi Gras season, is being brought to the community by the Pensacola Ice Flyers Foundation. And we're so proud to have Greg Harris and the Ice Flyers Foundation on board with us.
What an incredible partnership.
Yep. And I tell you, it makes all the sense in the world. If you want to have some fun, go to a hockey game here in Pensacola.
I mean, and specifically, if you really want to have some fun, feel free to go to the hockey game on the 31st of January.
The Mardi Gras parade.
Mardi Gras
on ice.
Night. We're going to have a Mardi Gras parade on the ice. And we might get to do a cool little puck drop. I know there's going to be some super cool Mardi Gras jerseys out there.
Yep.
It's going to be a really, really good time. And again, the Ice Flyers are just have been wonderful to us, and they love all of the things Mardi Gras. They love to be a part of, and we love having them.
Yep. We can count over 110 crews now in Pensacola's Mardi Gras world. Crew life has become sort of a thing. We're super proud of having been a small part of building all that up, and it continues to grow. And it really is a fantastic season for Northwest Florida. We get people here from out of town to come and enjoy, and the local folks get to come and enjoy. And the crews are a unique kind of science in that you get to get with a bunch of folks who have the same interest as you, hang out together, parade together, be a part of all that together. And it's kind of the payoff for the service to the community during the year that many of those folks do. The crew members are active. Every crew is a little bit different. Every crew typically works with a nonprofit in some way or another to help them during the year. Some of the crews work with five or six, even more nonprofits. Some are about their time to the nonprofits to help them with their mission. Some are about their treasure, helping them with their mission. But the people who are very active in that world here in Northwest Florida get to have fun during Mardi Gras. It's kind of the payoff for the year's worth of volunteer work and effort to help make our community better and to have a great community. The great Quint Studer always says you have to have something for everybody. We have great arts here. We have great restaurants here. We have great nightlife. We have great education. We have great public safety. But we got to have a little fun in all that. And Mardi Gras kind of helps do that. So it's a lot of fun for us. We get to see everybody smiling and whatever and having fun. And the parade lineup is so much fun. With last year, we had 230 entries in the parade and over 6,300 people in the parade itself. And they all get together and kind of line up to be in the parade, but they turn that into a party. And we've moved that party inside to the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo. So the spirit of the parade lineup happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on Thursday, February the 12th, as we kick off the big Mardi Gras weekend.
I don't know if we've moved it. Maybe we've duplicated it and then multiplied it and then multiplied it again and then maybe doubled it.
Well, that whatever that math was.
That was sure. A lot of math.
It was a lot of math, but if you work it all out, maybe with a pen and paper, it comes out to a really big Mardi Gras party.
And a really, really good time inside the Bay Center with, you know, some Cajun food to get you in the spirit and adult beverages and, of course, popcorn and everything else that you would normally have at the Bay Center on top of that. So it's a big, big party with that party pit and the floor where the crews, we have about 50 tables. There's a few left at Ticketmaster.com, but the crews are going to decorate their tables and the tables are going to be like home base, and then the VIP pit pass is going to let the rest of the crew come in. But you don't, just because you only have 10 seats at a table, you can get more seats until they're gone. And I believe that the floor is closing in on actually being sold out. I'm not positive about that, but in the last few days, it was headed that way. I haven't looked today, but it's going to be a fantastic party. Ticketmaster.com, the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo on Thursday, January the 12th. John, there's traffic in the Bay Center on Thursday, February the 12th.
Okay.
Is there anything on the roads today at
Christmas Eve? Well, we do have something that just happened on Blue Angel Parkway, just south of Softly Field Road. There's a busted water line, so water is overflowing the street, so be careful through that. But other than that, we're good. I'm John.
Well, that's not bad. That's kind of a Christmas present for everybody.
It is. I'm so proud of everybody today so far.
Christmas Eve. We're proud to be here. And if you want to get someone a gift and haven't yet, you better hurry because the sun will set today, even though we've been here since a little before 5 a.m.
And if the sun does set, you could always go to Ticketmaster.com
and get
a Mambo ticket.
Mambo ticket.
Look at that.
Without even leaving your home and facing the chaos of the day, you could do it from your couch.
Well,
Ticketmaster.com.
You know, unlike socks and ties, which are great gifts, but you'll have memories from the Mambo that will be one of a kind.
No doubt.
I think it's the last couple of years we've had Flo Rida, we've had Little John, and of course, this year we have a trio.
We do. This year we've got Waka Flocka Flame, we've got DJ Jazzy Jeff, and we've got the Ying Yang Twins.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be a party.
People are so excited.
People are so excited. I mean, just from the moment we've been able to put it all out there, we've just gotten so much love and excitement.
Well, we can't talk about this year's Mardi Gras without the kind of elephant in the room, I guess. Palafox is going to begin to be reimagined starting Monday, January the 5th. Palafox is going to close right after the kickoff on the 3rd, Saturday the 3rd. Monday the 5th, Palafox, before we wake up, basically, unless you do radio, the Palafox will close to through traffic as Palafox gets reimagined. And we're going to have Adrian Walker from the city on in a little bit. If you want to learn more about it, tune in for that. But the parade itself, the two parades, the Crew Lafitte Parade on Friday night, the Friday the 13th of February, and Saturday's Grand Mardi Gras Parade will be on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. That's going to be fantastic all downtown. A slightly adjusted parade route. We're going to move from Palafox to Jefferson Street just for this one year. And then we'll be right back on a reimagined Palafox, which we are so excited about how great that is going to be. But please, we hope that everybody will go downtown, support those bars and restaurants downtown during the season. And every Tuesday during the season this year, we're having second lines on Palafox. So, John, you want to take a break?
Well, no. You've got like a couple of minutes left.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Is anybody on the phone?
No.
Okay. So,
guess they didn't want to talk to me this morning.
Okay. No problem.
Okay.
So, anyway, go downtown every Tuesday during Mardi Gras season. That's four Tuesdays in January and the first two Tuesdays in February. And you will enjoy a second line processional, handkerchiefs, umbrellas, Mardi Gras crews. So we have those 6 days and we put it out to the various crews to come and kind of be official hosts. Everybody's welcome every week. So we want everybody to come. We hope it's a huge crowd. I think they're worried about the crowd being too big. And so I think that's a great problem to have people downtown enjoying themselves.
Danny thought that's a great problem.
Wonderful historic Palafox as it gets reimagined. It's still going to be fun and it's going to be a great time during the transition. We're going to make sure of it. The Mardi Gras community is every Tuesday starting at about 5:30 somewhere on Palafox between Main and Garden, and we'll make a loop on the sidewalk because the street's going to be fenced off while construction is going. So you kind of get to monitor the early stages of even that construction, which should be pretty fun too. Everybody's welcome. Come on and join us. And that's really one of our Mardi Gras rules, is that as long as you can live by the rules, whatever those are, you are welcome. And it's a big, big, big tent. Or as for Mardi Gras, it's a big umbrella.
That's right.
And so it's a wonderful time. So, John, let's take a break. When we come back, we have more to learn about reimagining Palafox. It is Christmas Eve out there, so please be careful. Let's not have any silliness happen to anybody as Pensacola continues to grow under its great leadership. And we'll continue to have a good time with Mardi Gras. So I'm Danny Zimmer.
I'm Hannah Zimmer.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Please be safe. We'll be right back.
I'm Roger Stern. A fallen Delaware state trooper is being hailed as a hero after being shot in a local DMV office. Fox 29 Philadelphia's Chris O'Connell.
Delaware State Police say that trooper was shot and killed trying to protect the lives of innocent Delawareans. Police say the shooter was also killed by another responding officer.
No motive given for the shooting. At least two people died in an explosion in a Pennsylvania nursing home, apparently caused by a natural gas leak. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Utility crews were at the center to find the source of a gas odor when the explosion happened. Governor Josh Shapiro said first responders did what they had to in order to save lives.
Parts of the building collapsed. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning and Merry Christmas Eve. We've got 62 degrees right now. That fog's still hanging on this morning. So if you're headed out this morning, just take it slow. Give yourself a little extra time on the roads. We'll have a full look at your Christmas forecast, also your traffic in a few minutes. Despite months of controversy, Drag Queen Christmas did go on as scheduled last night at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Security was tight. Dozens of police officers on site. Officers also monitoring a live camera system. And anti-vehicle barricades were set up around the venue. Leading up to the event, Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer and members of the local faith community had called on the city council to cancel the show. City leaders declined, saying that could expose Pensacola to a lawsuit. By all accounts, the event wrapped up without any major problems. The Escambia Sheriff's Foundation getting a little bit of attention this holiday season for its work with local youth. The foundation helps to fund the Blazer Academy, a leadership and mentoring program that's earned recognition far beyond Northwest Florida, but running it isn't cheap.
It does cost us about $1,000 per student to be able to fund the Blazer Academy because, again, this is clothing, it's food, it's an appreciation gift when they're done, something that they'll remember the program by. And so, again, it's costly, but it is absolutely worth it. As the sheriff mentioned, it's won numerous awards. It is certainly recognized throughout the state, but also nationally.
That's Foundation President Whitney Lucas. She says the roughly $1,000 cost per student covers the meals, uniforms, and a keepsake. She said it's a significant investment, but the impact on young people is absolutely worthwhile. The program, if you'd like to help that program, you can donate at EscambiaCSF.org. Escambia County Fire Rescue putting another red bulb on their fire wreath after a residential fire on Monday evening. Fire crews were called out to a home on Lucerne Avenue that night, where flames and smoke were coming from a bedroom window. Firefighters say they had the blaze under control in less than 20 minutes. Nobody was hurt, but the home was a total loss. Investigators believe the fire was caused by an electrical issue. The Keep the Wreath Green campaign is meant to remind residents of fire dangers during the holiday season. Well, drivers and downtown businesses get ready for some big changes on Palafox Street. Construction on the new Palafox project begins next month, January 5th. Pensacola Strategic Projects Officer Adrian Walker shared an update at the mayor's press conference yesterday.
Like I said, it'll start January 5th. They'll start to mobilize. You'll see work underway. We'll have the construction fence going up. We have very nice designed fence banners that will include wayfinding information for all the different businesses. We'll also include project information, historic photographs, some of the rendering. We've worked very hard to make something aesthetically pleasing to be in a construction zone.
And Palafox officially closes 6 a.m. January 5th. Any vehicles still on the street at that time would be towed. The signage will go up the day before, and businesses along Palafox are being asked to remove all outdoor furniture by January 2nd. Well, state lawmakers are gearing up for the year ahead. The Florida House has released its tentative schedule for the 2026 legislative session. The 60-day session begins on January 13th with Governor DeSantis delivering the State of the State address at 11 a.m. That week includes floor sessions and more than 20 subcommittee meetings in both chambers as lawmakers begin debating legislation. It's 8:35, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you, but Blue Angel Parkway just south of Softly Field Road, there's a busted water line, so definitely go slow through that area and take your time. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And now let's get a look at our Christmas Eve forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some fog through the morning, dense fog advisory through 10 a.m. As you head into your afternoon, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight for your Christmas Eve forecast, temperatures dropping near 56 with the fog rolling back in. For your Christmas forecast tomorrow, we will have mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, high near 70 degrees. Going to be dealing with the fog in the morning, but it should burn off quickly. We'll have some fog again as we go into your Christmas evening with temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 836, 62 degrees here in Pensacola. We've got 57 in Milton, 60 in Gulf Breeze. And taking a look at your money now here this hour. Here at the opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow is up just under a tenth of a percent at 48,471.02. S&P's up just marginally at 69,1198 right now. NASDAQ down, not by much, by about a 20th of a percent, 23,557.89. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, we are down just a hair at 4.15%. Gold prices up $9.20 at $45.1490. Silver is up 88 cents this morning at $72.02. And Bitcoin is down 1.25% right now, sitting at $86,712.60. Instacart is ending the use of an AI tool that led to some item prices being hiked by as much as 20%. A report out this month from Consumer Reports and Groundwork Collaborative found the tool helped the shopping app gauge how much it could charge for a particular item before shoppers decided not to buy it. It found the grocery service displayed different prices on the same household items at stores like Albertsons, Costco, Kroger, and Target. The report said the price hikes were costing some shoppers more than $1,000 per year. The company announced this week that it's discontinuing use of the tech. More than a third of Americans say they had to take on debt to help cover the holidays this year, an average of more than $1,200. That, according to a new survey from LendingTree, nearly half of parents with kids under 18 borrowed, averaging more than $1,300 in debt. And there's a new analysis out that shows criminals stole a total of $2.7 billion in crypto this year. San Francisco-based TRM Labs tells TechCrunch it's been a record-setting year. The biggest single theft this year was $1.4 billion heist from Dubai-based crypto exchange Bybit. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
We're sitting in for Andrew McKay. We're the Zimmern team. We both work for Tanya. And so, you know, our real estate team with Levin Rinke. And we also do Mardi Gras as kind of our volunteer efforts for the year. It's this time of year. It's a lot more time than normal. But there is are exciting things happening in downtown Pensacola, and the city of Pensacola has added a strategic initiatives project officer who is Adrian Walker. And Adrian, good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, and boy, is there a lot going on in downtown. We've talked a lot about Mardi Gras kicking off on January the 3rd, Saturday, and we will clear the streets and have all the crews and floats down there on Jefferson and Palafox Street. We'll end up at Artel for King Cake and a community blessing. But then on Monday, Palafox closes, and that's kind of one of your strategic initiatives that you're working on as Palafox begins to get reimagined. We're fired up about Tuesday second lines during the Mardi Gras season, bringing folks downtown. We hope everyone will support those Palafox businesses during this period of growth that we're going through. It's going to be such a fantastic project. Adrian, tell everybody what you think they ought to know and maybe a couple things they don't know yet.
Well, I think you gave it a great intro to that, and that we're excited about celebrating kind of our last celebration, starting that new year until we close Palafox for a couple of months so that it can go through this amazing transformation. The new Palafox project is a transformational project to provide critical stormwater upgrades and ADA enhancements that are very much needed along the Palafox corridor. So the main project area is from Garden Street all the way down to Main Street. So on January 5th, Palafox Street will be closed from Garden to Main, though the intersections will be open to pedestrian traffic only. The side streets will be local vehicular traffic. We know people need to access their businesses and their parking lots and things like that. So there will be pedestrian access all throughout the project area for the duration of the project. So we're excited to see this transformation, and we're also excited to encourage everybody to come downtown, eat at the restaurants, shop at the stores, continue to support our community and our local businesses.
It is fantastic. And Adrian, you are so great, and you're doing so many wonderful projects. Pensacola is really, really growing. And in that transformation, there's always challenges, and you seem to really be handling it. The Palafox businesses, I know there's several other projects in the pipeline. We don't have, we have about 2 minutes left, but tell everybody some of the more exciting projects that you can in the next 30 seconds or so.
Sure. And thank you, Danny, for that compliment. I'm excited to be in this new role to help the city move forward. And you're right. We have so many amazing things happening aside from Palafox. We've also got, you know, a transformational project at the Bay Bluffs Park that I know a lot of people care about. We are working through that process to be able to get started and do some more community engagement and really drill down what we want to do there so that we can get that community asset reopened. Hollis T. Williams is another incredible green space and parkway that will be coming online in the future. Baptist, you know, redevelopment. We've got so many large projects and then a lot of small ones, too, that often don't get, you know, attention as well. So a lot going on, and we're very busy at the city, and we're loving it.
We had Matt Coughlin on earlier. Are you involved in the airport expansion?
I am not, and Matt's fantastic, and I'm sure that's going great, and we always try to, you know, make sure we know what's going on at the airport. I know there'll be some wonderful new Palafox advertisement going up at the airport soon to make sure that all of our visitors to our city know to still patronize our downtown area.
Wonderful, and that's Palafox Street, downtown for sure, but focus on Palafox Street because I believe I could understand how people are kind of on edge about these next few months, and we want folks to come downtown, continue to enjoy our great downtown, and it's only going to get better and better and better, and we really want to support the downtown businesses. Adrian, what do you want under your tree tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. You know, I would say I am a big fan of my children's handmade crafts and art. I'm pretty sure there's one under there now. So I look forward to seeing what my kids came up with.
That is fantastic. Well, Merry Christmas, Adrian, and thanks so much for what you're doing at our city. And we look forward to seeing you on Palafox Street January the 3rd. And then fences going up on Monday the 5th. So we're excited. Thank you, Adrian, for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry
you
Christmas. Too. All right, John, traffic on the fives. It's 45. That means
yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah, it is now. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on Blue Angel Parkway, just south of Softly Field Road, there's a busted water line. So definitely go slow through that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Before you hire any personal injury or insurance attorney based on an advertisement, ask some questions. Will you be the attorney personally handling my case? Do you have the resources and experience to take my case to trial if necessary? At Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes in Pensacola, Florida, we want you to know whether you're considering us or anyone else, you need to cut through endless attorney ads with critical questions. Our website is free and does not even require any contact information to learn the questions you should ask any attorney before you hire. TWWLawFirm.com.
Contact Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes today at 850-438-4899, 850-438-4899, or check them out online at twwlawfirm.com. That's twwlawfirm.com for Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes, attorney counselors at law.
Hi, this is Katie King with E.W. Bullock, wishing you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a safe holiday season. And remember, please don't drink and drive.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Remember. Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's celebrating Christmas somewhere, probably on a beach, being fanned by pretty girls with palm fronds.
Yeah, I don't know about his wife would sing about that. Well, maybe she would say, hey, that's less work I have to do.
Well,
you can look at it that way.
Yeah, well, I guess that is true. But I hope he got to sleep in some, because I'm telling you, getting up at 4 is complicated.
Yeah, apparently not for you, huh?
Yep, but we are sitting. We're sitting in today, and we're sitting in on Friday, and we are really, really blessed and pleased to have our United States Congressman Jimmy Patronis on with us. Congressman Patronis, good morning.
Good morning. You know, Danny, when you were texting me trying to coerce me to come on the show with you, if you could just tell me Hannah was going to be on in the first place, I'd have said immediately yes.
Well, you put me off, but we're thrilled to have you, Congressman Patronis, and we're so proud to have you as our United States Congressman after being CFO of the state of Florida and doing so much good in Tallahassee, and the calling came. I know I've heard the story when President Trump endorsed you and kind of got you into this. And we're very excited for all you're doing. You're trying to protect the Blue Angels at Naval Air Station Pensacola, among a bunch of other bigger projects. But that one is special to us.
Well, For folks that don't realize it, and that's really a lot of the state of Florida, they don't realize the national treasure that the Blue Angels are, and the sense of pride and what it does for the fabric of Northwest Florida. And, you know, once I've gotten this job, I start to learn that, man, I've got an asset in my backyard that the rest of the country envies. So, you know, it gets exciting to fight for them. It gets exciting. You know, we got some money for them to start to go towards the hangars. And, you know, you start to realize, you know, we need to invest in them. We need to protect them. But we also need to promote them and treasure them. And, you know, I'm excited about this opportunity I've got to help promote just a national treasure.
Well, I hear from some friends that you have actually, you're going to introduce a little bill in Washington, I understand, in the next few months about the Blue Angels?
Yeah. So we've got some language in play that will, you know, protect their placement in Northwest Florida, but also ensure that, you know, the homecoming show got canceled because of the government shutdown. And, you know, there was all other types of ridiculousness that takes place. But that homecoming show from some of our Blue Angels, that was the last time they're going to perform ever for the hometown crowd. So, you know, we're got some language in play that will ensure that, you know, shows like that are not going to be subject to cancel, that we're going to keep those in play. And, you know, that's just some of the things that at least I like to get feedback from in our state that I can take to Tallahassee.
Well, we really appreciate all you're doing, and we are so proud to have you, a guy who will fight for us here in Northwest Florida. And you know our Northwest Florida so well. Your family's been around forever, and you've been a part of everything we do around here. So we are so just thrilled to have you there. But it has to be a complicated time right now to be in the U.S. Congress.
It is. You know, we're going to be on the verge of a shutdown the end of next month. And so what you have got is we've got 12 different appropriation bills, all the different silos of like education or military, you name it. So we have gotten three of those bills passed. So you got an omnibus bill and you got what's called a minibus. So we passed a minibus. So as we get those appropriations bills passed, that means government shutdowns are being dealt with. So the Senate has been working to send us more of the good work the House has done back to the House so we can send it to the president, all in hopes of averting a shutdown and doing our stinking job, keeping the government open and not having these juvenile politics of leverage over the policies for, you know, affecting controlling of the administration. So, I mean, it's been eye-opening. Thank God the good outweighs the bad.
Well, it's great because you've experienced a lot of pressure and you're in a place where you probably get a lot of pressure and you know how to negotiate with folks to get them on your train. So I know it's going to be fantastic military, you know, aside, and I know politically it's got to be complicated. I think you're driving right now. What are you hoping for under your tree tomorrow morning?
So, you know, one, just a safe, happy, healthy Christmas with Katie and the boys. Looking forward to seeing my mom. Mom is 90, and she's in great shape, every aspect of her. But, you know, she keeps on, you know, wringing her hands, oh, this will be my last Christmas. And so, you know, Mom, stop it. You've got great health. You got a healthy family. Everything you ask for in life is in front of you. So, looking forward to celebrating Mom, giving her some good endorphins that we are, just glad to have the family all together for the holiday.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, yeah, you know, you work for the voters is your day job, but I guarantee you, Mama is going to keep you straight.
Yeah, that's right. And I tell folks, look, we're working through the holidays, so if you need anything, it's just patronus.house.gov. If you go and if you follow me on X, my DMs are open. You can reach out to me directly there. You'd be interested in some of the crazy things people outreach me about. But my office knows, you know, our job is to try to get people an answer and resolution. Some days I'm a mayor, some days I'm a county commissioner, some days I'm a state legislator. But I really try to be a congressman.
But you're our congressman, and that makes you the best, because there's only one in Florida. That's Florida District 1, and that's you. And so we know you're going to do a great job, and we so enjoy seeing you here in the district, meeting with everybody. You really are a man representing everybody.
You're kind. I tell you, the Christmas parade week before last was unbelievable. I could not get over the crowd that was there. I tell you, just seeing that type of community coming together for, you know, all differences aside, you know, everybody goes to a Christmas parade. They don't care what your politics are. They want to have a good time with their family and friends. And again, that's what's so special about Escambia County.
Well, we know your schedule is complicated, but we hope you'll join us on the Mardi Gras kickoff January the 3rd. I know you can't commit yet, but and because I know the speakers always has y'all kind of on call for things, but we hope you'll be able to be with us there Saturday, January the 3rd, when Mardi Gras kicks off. So many people want to say hello to you and thank you for your great representation of Northwest Florida. We really are including proud us. Of you, Congressman Petronas, for all you do. And you mentioned your team. We you know, Frank and Jack and Mary Beth and the others, you really do have a fantastic team. And we all know all those people around here. So we're very proud of having them in your office also.
Well, you're kind. And Danny, don't forget to add yourself. I mean, you're almost like an extension of our office. You care so much about the region and the community. And you're constantly looking out for us to make sure that we're effective and that we're prioritizing it. You know, you may not want to see it this way, but I think you're a heck of a public servant, and I appreciate your friendship.
Well, we're going to continue to make Pensacola even greater, and we have so much good happening, a new airport expansion, our historic Palafox being reimagined to something great, and you're a part of all that, and I know our mayor keeps you on your toes a little bit.
He's like Energizer Bunny. But you know what I love about D.C.? The guy's got passion. He's got vision. And he doesn't have any fear. He is willing to go wrap his arms around big, bold ideas. And look, that's what you got to have. You got to have somebody that wants to be a leader. And, you know, I've referred to him as he's younger than me. But that guy's going to have such a bright future no matter what he does. I think the sky's the limit for him. But right now, he's going to make Pensacola an amazing place.
Well, we appreciate that. And so many Pensacola folks appreciate you. Congressman Jimmy Petronas, Florida District 1, we so appreciate you coming on. And we so appreciate all you're doing. We're here for you. And we hope to see you in the district even more in Pensacola and Northwest Florida. Thank you, Congressman Petronas.
Thank you, Congressman.
God bless y'all. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas. Drive safe. Keep those boys safe.
Oh, they're stuck to their devices.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, John, we've come to the end of our first day, and you survived.
I know you're just devastated.
I really am.
But you get us again on Friday.
What?
Can you believe
That's a Christmas present under my tree.
As long as Quint says it's okay, because we all work for Quint.
Oh, gotcha. I understand.
We set it up just for you, John.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Well, it's been great, Hannah. It's been 4 hours.
4 hours.
And five since we got up, or at least I got up, and met you here at the station. So Pensacola Mardi Gras kicks off Saturday, January the 3rd. We're excited about that. If you need any real estate help, the Zimmer team is here to help you as a part of Levin Rinke. And we hope you call us. We hope we have a great Mardi Gras season, and we'll talk more about that on Friday. Friday's show, we're going to really kind of focus a little bit more on Mardi Gras. We're even going to have some fun with it. We have a plan. If we figure we would have...
You have a plan.
We would...
Oh, boy.
It's not ominous at all. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
Good.
It's
good.
Great.
But we figure our last day is when we should take the risk. Not today.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
so
that way they'll let you back, but Friday...
Maybe.
You know.
If they can't fire us because we're not getting paid. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. So we thank everybody for listening. We have, about a minute left?
You got about 30 seconds, yep.
What do you want under your tree, you said? Sleep?
Yes, for sure. To sleep in. That would be my, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. every morning. It's, yeah.
Now, what is Meg's show that's coming up?
Well, she's got Pep Talk. And who do we have on today?
Quint Studer is going to be joining us for an hour this morning. So get those questions ready. And we have a special visitor from maybe the North Pole. And then
no way.
I wonder
this girl's got connections.
I wonder if Quint has enough to talk about in it for an hour.
He's so shy and introverted and has no opinions on anything.
Well, a part of making Pensacola great starts with Quint Studer. We can't thank him enough for all he does. So thank you, everybody, for tuning
Listen
in.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.